Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar. Doesn't get any better than Robert Cray when it comes to blues. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it doesn't get any better when it comes to small business either, right? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, including finding lots and lots of evidence that Beverly Williams has been in the building. And Beverly is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, right now, and has been now, low these many years. And I'm so excited for her, because in front of me, sitting right in front of me, is a book called The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business, by Beverly Williams and our other good friend, Don Cooper. Beverly, welcome back and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad you got your first copy.
I got it.
I do hope that you looked inside.
I did.
Read the acknowledgments.
Yeah, there actually are words in here.
There are actually words in there, and in fact, your name is in there as thanking you for all the help you've provided over the years to us and to other small and home-based businesses.
Well, I appreciated that very much. That was nice for you guys to do, and I appreciate you and Don both inscribing the inside for me, and that'll be, you know, with your name and my name and Don's name, you know, on one book in 100 years, that could be worth 30, 40 cents.
Oh, yeah, you might get a cup of coffee out of it.
By then a cup of coffee would be $100, I'm afraid. Bev, anyway, congratulations. I'm really proud of you, and because I know this has been a labor of love. It's been a long time coming, and it's about darn time that America got, and the world actually, had an opportunity to hold in their hand this much information from somebody that's so knowledgeable of home-based businesses. And folks, wherever you buy books, please go there and check it out online or in the Clicks and Brick stores too. And it's called The 30-Second Commute, and it's by the publisher is McGraw-Hill. Beverly,
can I say one other thing? Mostly for those people who are sitting out there going, "Oh, another home-based business book." There is a reason why we wrote this one, even though there are so many others, and that is that Don and I both live and walk the talk. And for 15 years, I've been a home-based business person, and I've read all those other books, and I felt there was something missing, and that was the lifestyle issue. Yes, we tell you how to get the business started, how to decide what kind, all those other things, but we also talk to you about the reality of what it's like to live and work under the same roof, what your life is going to be like, whether you live alone or you have a house full of, you know, kids. We talk to you about how that's going to be different.
Another thing that I really like about your book, as a publisher myself, Beverly, I like the way that the book was laid out. Folks, what I mean by that is I like how-to books like this one that have bullets, that have subheaders that sort of help you navigate the book. You don't have to read. There are no pages that have just text. Every page has some kind of a subheader that helps you navigate a little bit. Because a book like this, you want to come back and just read that one paragraph again. And so it helps you to do that. Anyway, congratulations on laying it out like that. The architecture of the book will really help your readers. Beverly, home-based businesses have been around for a long time. As you know, I was a home-based employee in the 70s. I was a home-based business owner in the late 80s. And so I was doing it, and you were doing it before it was cool.
Right.
And today it's not only become cool to be home-based, if you can pull it off, but it's actually, in my opinion, I think it's the ranks are growing exponentially. And just based on the anecdotal evidence that I see out there, the interest that people have in this, asking questions of me whenever I speak, people coming up to me and talking about these things, I just think that it's really, really growing.
I have to agree with you. And, of course, I have seen the increase in home-based business issues for, the last 10 or 12 years, even before that, but especially in the last 10 or 12 years. Our world has changed so much. Unfortunately, there's no way to quantify exactly how many people there are. So the home base
folks are even more of a herd of cats than just regular small business owners.
Yeah, they really are, and it's very difficult. But I agree with you 100%, and I think there's so many reasons why our economy, the insecurity that a lot of people feel in their jobs and in the world economy today, the dissatisfaction with the cost of doing business outside of the home. The costs have gone up so much to rent space, to have a telephone, to do all the things that you need to be outside of the home with your business costs so much more now. Real estate is very expensive.
But at the same time, there's another factor that's happened that's counterbalanced that. And that is the lowering of the cost of actually, especially in terms of the technology, mm-hmm. in terms of being able to put your best foot forward anywhere you are, whether you're home-based right. or not.
Exactly.
And
exactly
those two stars have sort of aligned to make it a lot easier and make a lot more sense to be home based if you can get the right setup. Mm-hmm. And then of course the culture, right, Bev? I mean, the culture has really come around to accepting home based as a viable option.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely. There's still pockets of resistance to that, but there are more and more areas that are opening their arms and saying, you know, we welcome and encourage home-based businesses because, one, we need more people off of our roads at rush hour, and we find that people who live and work in the same area spend their money there, so it helps our local economy. There's just so many wonderful reasons that people are staying home. You mentioned the technology, and of course that's what has driven the whole economy of home-based businesses for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the personal computer and the cost of that personal computer coming down, people were still home-based, but not in the numbers that we have now. The affordability of
right.
the technology and the advancement of the technology makes it possible for you to sit in your living room or on your deck or in your spare bedroom and have customers all over the world and never have to get out of your bathrobe.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that technology has done is made home-based more available to more industries.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, you know, the home-based business people were more likely to be writers mm-hmm. and personal services folks.
Right.
But it's made it available to a lot more industries. It's really democratized the home-based business option. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams, the author of the brand-new book, the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the new book, The 30-Second Commute. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with another outstanding small business advocate, Beverly Williams, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, give us your website and remind us where we can find your book, The 30-Second Commute.
Well, the website is www.beverlywilliams.com, and Beverly has an extra E between the L and the Y.
Yeah, that's because she's special, folks.
I'm special, that's right. The book, there's a link for the book there on the site. There's some excerpts. There's a table of contents so you can look and see what we actually put in the book and lots of other information. My 21 Success Tips CD and tape are also available on there.
Right.
And there's a frequently asked questions page and a bunch of other stuff that I hope people will find helpful.
And that's yes, Beverly Williams with an extra E between the L and the Y. And
right.
and the book is available. It's now in bookstores everywhere.
It is. And
so check it out. If they don't have it, folks, they can order it. And don't forget it's called The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, let's talk about the migration from home base to a downtown shop or a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
And also you got some evidence of people who are coming back to home based, aren't you?
Yes, that was last time we talked a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about when it was time to move out of the home office, if it ever was. But that there were some signs and indications that might tell you you should go out and look for commercial space outside of the home. And I had several people over the years who have done that, felt that the business was growing or that it needed to grow beyond the home office, and so they went out and found commercial space. In one case, the most recent case, someone came to one of my classes, and I was really interested to see it. She had been home-based and then moved into an incubator that was associated with the college where I was teaching,
mm-hmm.
and had been there for almost a year and found that she hated it. And she did not see that her business was growing. It really actually made it clearer to her that her business could grow without being in the incubator, that she was doing just fine mm-hmm. from home. And so she came to my class to take a look at some of the issues that might have been interfering with her attitude about having a home-based business. And by the time she left my class, she said, yep, I want to go back to my home office. And I saw her recently, and she said she is much happier because she actually sat down and looked at the issues of living and working under the same roof and figured out what it was that was bothering her before. And it was the balancing of her time, her mm-hmm. personal and business time.
It wasn't her saying that the incubator wasn't a good idea. It was just that it wasn't for her.
No, it just wasn't for her. It's a wonderful opportunity for businesses who do want to grow.
Incubators are great, but she sounds to me like she'd already fledged. She didn't need to incubate anymore.
That's right. And she wanted to fledge right back to her home office. And she has employees, and she actually has a type of business that does some development, software uh-huh. development, and customer service with that software development. And she found that she really has customers all over the world and doesn't need a bigger place. In order to grow,
right.
she just needed to extend her electronic ability.
Now, the interesting thing is if she had gone to the incubator first, she probably would have been fine. She probably would have done just fine in that incubator, not having worked at home. But she might not have migrated to the home from the incubator.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? She might have. Yes. She might have said, "Well, I'm ready to fledge from the incubator." Which, by the way, most of the incubators I know, you have to fledge after like 3 years or something like that.
Right.
They kick you out. She might not have ever had the home base experience if she'd started
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm. She might not have. Although I would like to think that the incubators might be encouraging people who could have a home-based business versus a commercial space,
yep.
that they could do that and show them how. But that's another whole topic that I could be talking to incubators about.
Well, one of the reasons why that may not be coming up as much for incubators is incubators really are driven. Part of their goals are to create jobs for the community,
right?
And they might not see a home-based business as something that would create a lot of jobs.
Well, it won't, and unfortunately, the reality is that a lot of people don't want a whole lot, if any, employees, and so
which is not to say that they wouldn't have people supporting them. They just would be
right.
contractors or vendors, not employees.
Exactly. There's another way of encouraging the economy, the local economy, without it being job creation as an employee of
right.
a company. And that's a whole attitude change that our business world is going to be, they're going to have to change their perspective on those things eventually. They're not doing it quite yet, but it's, mm-hmm. it's coming. It is, mm-hmm. And they're going to have to quit resisting it, to be honest with you.
Right.
But I think the important thing is that for people who are home-based, who are beginning to feel the stress, there are other options, one of which is an incubator type of situation. So I would encourage them to look at their community, maybe call their economic development office in their
Chamber of Commerce, SBDC.
Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
Right. All those places are usually all involved in the incubator situation anyway.
Right.
I know certainly the incubators I've been aware of, those three groups actually help set them up and operate them.
Well, even if they're not connected directly, they work together very closely.
That's correct. So they'll have the information and tell you where the local nearest one is to you. And that is a sort of a halfway step for those people who are perhaps a little concerned financially mm-hmm. and emotionally.
Right.
About moving from the house into commercial space and all that goes with that.
It's another good step to make between there and the downtown office, between home and the downtown office. Thank you, Beverly, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute, and Beverly will be back real soon. Quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Patrick Raines after these messages. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Keep it up. desire.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.